This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Hello, sharks. I am coming to you with a product. I am looking for $50,000 investment in which you will receive $25,000.
Blood. Meat.
What was that?
Blood. Meat.
Can't stand still. Swim.
I don't know if I'm on Shark Tank or in a Shark Tank. I think I'm in a Shark Tank.
You're the wrong room. I'm so sorry. Sorry, it's this door.
Oh. Oh, my God.
I'm going to get fired.
Oh, I think I'm supposed to be in there. Scuba.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry. That was the wrong shark room. They're all on this floor.
Wow.
You're going in here.
They weren't in water. That was weird.
Yeah.
And that guy was in a full scuba suit and he was just saying scuba.
Yeah, it's a sex thing. Okay. All right. And if you just walk in here.
Actually, I left my
something in there. No, it's too late. They're in the middle of the sex thing.
Blood, meat, scuba, blood, meat.
Yeah, blood, meat,
get out of here.
Scuba. Come on. Can I watch?
Slam.
Okay. Let me just open up this door. Oh, this looks like some sort of reality show. Hello, sharks. I'm sorry.
Hi. Mm-hmm. I'm a janitor. I'm sweeping up in here. All the sharks left. They are very protective of their time. What's that?
Just saying, you must be brilliant. That's the trope, right? Brilliant janitors.
I mean, do you see a blackboard in here? Fuck. I forgot I was doing math in here earlier. Okay. Yeah. So yes, I'm actually going to night school, but none of this is correct.
You solved for polio?
I'm just scribbling, honestly.
I think we cured that, my man. Well, not we.
Cure it.
Someone didn't help. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Anyway, all the sharks left, so I'm just cleaning up in here.
Oh, wait. Is this a sex thing?
It can be.
Okay. Goodbye. Let me go back in this room. Okay, let me go in this door.
And I'm Erin Keefe. That's JPC. And we're Hey Riddle Riddle. Oh, hi, Adel.
Adel, you're here.
Worst one.
Perfect. No, this is better.
We were scared that you didn't find us because we're on the shark floor of this building now.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a sub basement, but I'll be right back.
Technically, this is a dom sub basement.
I'm going to go across the hall.
And you got to guess who.
I'll be right back. And open up this door and...
And I'm Beverly Condolences, and that's Felix Missing Son.
And that's as much of that as you're going to get unless you pay $5 a month. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. You ever want to see those characters on the main feed, you got to pay the money, baby.
Okay, I'll get out of the room. Shut this steel. Get back across the hall.
And I'm Erin Keefe.
And I'm Adel Refine. Welcome to another episode of...
Do you want to be here?
I have to be here.
Can I pitch an episode idea to you guys?
Yes.
Sure.
It's a podcast or whatever.
Sure.
What about an episode where I just eat cashews throughout the whole episode? Just constantly me eating cashews on the
Are you hungry?
Do you have cashews?
No, but I did just pour this big bowl of cashews, and I don't really know what to do with it. You ever pour a big bowl of cashews, and now you're just like staring at them and say, like, I'm not really hungry, but I could munch on a cashew?
Is that capturing the magic of the sweater? Do you think that we really, lightning will strike twice if we just do a whole episode about you eating cashews? Aaron, I'll do it. I don't Aaron, want to.
Aaron, let's make fun of his cashews. That'll
I
work.
Do think my plain, unsalted cashews is probably my, like, my sweater.
Oh, so you like your cashews like you like your personality. Plain.
No, I'm salty as hell. Are you kidding me?
Do you think Weezer ever wrote a song about cashews?
Half Japanese cashews, maybe.
This doesn't have legs. Sorry, JBC.
Just like a shark.
Hey, speaking of sharks, that does remind me of something that I have been spending a lot of time on recently. And the only thing that reminds me of that is that Shark is a brand of vacuum. I had been going very deep on vacuum cleaner Reddit. You guys have no idea the kind of shit that's going on the fucking vacuum cleaner Reddit.
Probably like sex,
you've though. Done this before. This is your second time in, which makes me think the first time you did this when you were researching vacuums, you didn't do a very good job because whatever happened to that vacuum, it
Damn,
broke.
Damn, shots so, fired.
What's going no, on with is... your vacuum situation?
This is my first time talking about it on the podcast, Aaron. So that's the difference. It's, oh. I was just... We've run out of things to talk
I'm
about.
I'm bad as, at this.
As friends.
Well, I gotta say, I have a Dyson, and I, now, podcast across the hall, I just heard somebody yell.
I will say,
sounded like Felix was yelling. No.
You go onto vacuum cleaner Reddit, and you start talking about your Dyson, they will eat you alive, my friend. Hmm. They will fuck you up if what's you start the... talking about a fucking Dyson on vacuum cleaner Reddit.
What is Usher vacuuming with? Like, what is the creme de la creme? What's the Rolls Royce of vacuums?
I'm glad you asked. So I just got a SIBO vacuum cleaner. And you know it's fucking, you know it's luxury.
Is that a Star Wars robot?
You've never heard of that brand.
SIBO.
You've never heard of that brand ever in your whole life. And the people at the vacuum cleaner store say, yeah, they used to only sell these to hospitals. They just started making these for like
that's
regular
a vacuum.
Dads.
No, that's a vacuum.
That's a blood bones.
The other hot brand that I think is in contention with the SIBO is the Miele. It's like Miele, I think.
Miele.
Again, you never heard of these vacuum brands. You can't walk into the fucking grocery store and buy one of these vacuums. Like you could buy like a Shark right off the shelf.
They're like industrial grade vacuums, I bet.
Yeah, it's a canister vacuum. It's a corded vacuum. It's I kid you not. It is my dream. I am vacuuming and I'm having a fucking blast with how good this vacuum cleaner is.
Remember when you did mushrooms and hit a bunch of cheese? Your life is a little different now, huh?
Now you're sober and you just vacuum all day. I will. There's something. So once you hit like, I don't know, 26, 27. There is something so satisfying about vacuuming with like pure suction. Like it, to me, it's like a video game. And I recently got a shop vac, and it is, boy, oh boy, that puppy can really suck.
Yeah, I have a.
And it's so fun.
I did the math on this. I own four vacuum cleaners.
What?
Because I had a cordless vacuum, which I wanted to get a replacement for the cordless vacuum, but it still works. It's just the battery lasts only like 5 minutes. So I kept it around for like basically as a dustbuster. I have a shop vac in my garage. I have this new SIBO vacuum cleaner. And then I also have one of the robot vacuum cleaners because I always want to be vacuuming. It's just like the more suction, the better in this place.
We got a robot one. And it has sat in its corner, unused, because I refuse to let it roam around, because that's daddy's work. Daddy likes the vacuum.
Daddy likes to roam.
Robot vacuum in the corner, please.
Hey, Mona Lisa, you can't roam without Caesar.
Aaron, how many vacuums do you have?
I have one vacuum.
And her name is?
Because I'm a citizen.
Aaron, not hyperbole, that is a completely unacceptable way to live.
Okay, well, actually, hear me out. I think I might have Here's what I have. All right, fine. Are we actually fucking talking about this?
Aaron
what?
Has one vacuum, and it's a straw connected to a harmonica.
People like you, Aaron, shouldn't be allowed to fucking vote. Oh, I have one vacuum. You're not a citizen of this democracy.
I think I have three vacuums. So I have a...
Let's go!
Or four, or maybe four. Because I have one for the car. I have like a mini vacuum that's for the car. I have my regular vacuum. I have a like fabric vacuum that I'll do on the mattress and on the couch.
Then
I have a vacuum that is also like one of those like wet, it's like a wet vacuum for the couch. I have a white all-form couch that is great if you have a pet, because if you can spill whatever on it and it will come out. But I do that like twice a year. I'll do the wet vacuum thing to it to get even more of Lou's hair out. So I guess I kind of have four vacuums, but I really only have one vacuum vacuum.
I mean, this is vacuum erasure. This is vacuum erasure. She has the same number of vacuums as me. You have the same number of vacuums as me, and I'm the one who's going to jail for being a pervert.
You're not. Aaron, I'm going to buy you the, I don't know if this makes sense, I'm going to buy you the vacuum from Brave Little Toaster.
Stop, please. What? No, Adel, I've been nothing but kind to you. It's me, Aaron, your friend from the last 8 years.
I think that's why you have four, but you say you have one, is because you're still afraid of the vacuum from Brave Little Toaster. For me, here's what I'll say for me. Every day is like the Dolly Parton song. Somebody heading to the kitchen, grab my vacuum, something, something, something. Sucking 9 to 5. That can't work out.
Sucking 9 to 5.
Nobody clip that.
Nobody clip it.
Vacuum doesn't fit elegantly in this song at all.
Nope. Dolly Parton did it right.
Doesn't. Well, Dolly Parton did it best.
What about vacuum?
I'm begging of you, please don't suck,
Jolene,
my man. Nope, don't clip
vacuum.
That.
Vacuum.
Well, Dolly Parton has aged so gracefully, but you know who hasn't aged gracefully?
Us.
Old Man Puzzle. Well, us and a lot of our content, but Old Man Puzzle specifically, which is going to be me today.
Oh.
And calling me old is just redundant, so we'll just call me Man Puzzies.
Yeah, in 2024, you think you're just going to go by Man Puzzles now, right? Man Puzzles, by the way, is like awful Batman, like 80s Batman villain. It's me, Man Puzzles.
You're describing the Riddler.
I think what Man Puzzles does is he like sets you in traps. He like puts Batman in like physical spaces that are like mazes.
So
and
he's
stuff.
The escape room villain.
Yeah, yeah.
What does he dress like? Casey is typing.
It's $60 to fight him.
$60.
You get a 21-year-old who will call in and give you hints on how to fight him.
It's $60 to fight him, and if you beat him within 20 minutes, you're like, oh, that was worth it. It feels like I should have just took my time.
Casey says, Man Puzzles is also a terrible subscription box. Speak for yourself.
Man Puzzles.
It's a niche market, and that it's going to sell, Casey. It's going to sell.
I'm the market.
Because men like puzzles.
Man Puzzles would be fun if it was just a complicated guy that you have to figure out. It's like a board game.
Aaron, isn't that all men?
No.
I think that should
no,
be.
It's not.
This is going to be like a TikTok trend where it's like somebody opening their property tax and they're like, how do I? But then this is from, and it's like, Man Puzzles.
Oh, yeah.
It's like adulting is out, Man Puzzles is in.
Mm. Taxes. Taxes are basically just Man Puzzles.
How do you turn on a grill? Man Puzzles.
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. We're getting a call from, hello? Yes, this is Franklin Hot Pocket from the... Hot Pocket.
Holy shit.
Fortune.
He finally called us back.
Can I help you with something? Yes, you're not using my theme, Hot Pocket, for anything, are you?
Tell him that we're dead. Tell him we're dead.
We're dead. Also, that's not a theme. Saying Hot Pocket is not a
hang
theme.
Hang up.
Okay, I'll hug up, and let's get to some riddles. I think when we're doing riddles, we technically can't be sued. Legally.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's parody.
It's parody.
Because no one would choose to do this.
Because Arnie Parrott did the music.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Weird Al's never been sued.
God, I hope we never have to go to court for anything. We'd be so fucked.
We'd be so fucked for so many different reasons. unorganized, never on time.
We'd like to represent ourselves.
Yeah, immediately.
No, you see, Your Honor, because Arnie Parrott did the music. And he's like, jail. We're all going to jail.
Why did you each bring four vacuums to court?
To prove that we're normal.
To prove we're not perverts, Your Honor.
Your Honor, these are all character witnesses.
Okay, I actually am having fun today. Oh, go ahead. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
No, wait, hold on. Aaron, once the riddle start, the fun stops.
That's okay.
Let's start just a little more fun.
No, I got like 15 minutes of fun. That's all I really need.
Okay.
I'm good.
10 seconds. This is Aaron's time. Aaron, make up new words.
Blim, blim, beep, boop, beep, boop, doop, scoop, beep, doop, 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 doop.
Hey, everybody, editor's note, this is JPC here. We did have to have a child make some noises because when we asked Aaron to make noises that were making up words, she unfortunately said a whole bunch of slurs. In her defense, I don't think she knew she was doing it.
Oh my God,
but,
yeah.
So just so you know, we edited that out and we put that
hey,
in, so it's
Adel
all
here.
Good.
We actually had to edit out the child's voices. I heard that little girl from I Am Sam. I forget her name. She's the sister of
Dakota Fanning,
maybe. Thank you so much. But it turns out she's not a little kid anymore. It turns out she's like 26 or something. So we did have to put a Zoom 6 mic taped around Aaron's neck while she slept. So the noises you heard were Aaron sleeping.
Snoring.
Have you guys ever watched a video of you sleeping?
What?
Have you ever watched a video sleeping?
I don't understand the question, Your Honor.
Have you ever thought about that, though? Because you will never get to know what it's like, what you are like when you sleep. Other people, your spouse, your whatever, might say, like, hey, you do this while you sleep. But, you know, you can never prove it unless you, like, see a video of you sleeping.
I just assume I look like an angel.
Oh, shoo. Oh, shoo.
I think I sleep like Big Bird, like in a nest with my head, kind of.
You think Big Bird sleeps in a nest?
He does. Are you... Okay, when was the last time you watched Sesame Street, Dum Dum? He sleeps in a nest and he puts his neck down and he goes,
How big is his nest?
It has to be massive.
That guy needs heating. He needs an AC unit. He can't have a nest. He's got to have a condo or a one bedroom.
He's three.
He's three?
He's 3 years old.
What is he, Benjamin Button disease?
How old is that in big years?
I don't know. I think he's three.
Okay.
Did he get what? So what's wrong with him? Did he have that Tom Hanks thing where he got big? Did he make a wish to get big?
Robert Wadlow disease. His species is just that big. Look, I'm sending you a picture of him and his.
There's more of him? I thought he was an anomaly.
Yeah, because there's him from every different country, and some big birds are different, like color. Some are like green.
What the fuck?
First of all, that does not make a species. If there's one of him in every different country, that's
I don't know how many there are.
Also,
he has a grandmother.
So he has a grandmother. Is she big? Is the grandmother big?
Yeah, of course. Huh. Do you see him in his nest? I sent you a picture.
Did they ever make like a Sesame Street, almost like the Star Wars Christmas special, where there's like a whole family of Chewbaccas? Did they make an episode like that where it's like different Big Birds, where there's like, what are the rest of them
called? Like a Star Wars Christmas special.
Because he's a descriptor and then what he is. So what's his real, is his name
is
like?
Is his name Big Bird?
What's his name?
Well,
this is the episode now. This is the episode, Aaron.
Okay, what? No. Okay, hold on. What is Big Bird?
You happy, Aaron? You wanted to have one more minute of fun, and now we're here. And now we're asking, what is Big Bird's name?
I tried to give you 10 seconds, and then we had to involve a Breslin or Fanning or something.
Big Bird, papers. Let me see your papers. Where are you?
I think his name is Big Bird. He has a teddy bear named Radar.
Aaron, that's not answering the question. That's neither here nor there.
In season 46, Big Bird's large nest is now sitting within a small, furnished maple tree and is no longer hidden by used construction doors.
His nest is in a tree?
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're not looking at any of the photos I'm giving you. He can roller skate, ice skate, dance, swim, sing, write poetry, draw, and ride a unicycle. Despite his wide array of talents, he is prone to frequent misunderstandings.
Yeah, I guess so. It makes sense.
In season 46, yet he's 3 years old? Make it make sense, Aaron.
Remember when Mr. Hooper died and they had to explain death to Big Bird?
What?
They're like, Mr. Hooper's not coming home, Big Bird. And he's like but Big I want Bird, him to come home.
You killed him with your big hands. You're too strong, Big Bird.
So he's Lenny.
You know how Big Bird has to sleep with like gloves with like moisturizer in them?
No.
Yeah, Big Bird. Of Mice and Big Bird.
So did he go through Ellis Island at some point? What is his... He has to have a real name.
Okay.
He has to.
Okay, I have a quick trivia question for you.
Okay.
Please.
Carol Spinney, I think that's his name, who voiced Big Bird. What other character on Sesame Street? What other famous character?
I want to say Groncho.
Groncho, kind of close.
Yeah, the Bird Brothers. I'm going to say the Count.
Oscar the Grouch.
Wow.
Oh.
From
I
Bird
was
to Trash.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his deal? What is he? Is he like a rat king, or did Trash come alive? What's that?
I don't know. He's just a monster.
I think he's canonically a rat king.
So why is there Big Bird, Oscar the Grouch, a lot of descriptors going around, and then there's Bert and Ernie?
Mm-hmm.
How come they get that?
I don't know why they got real names. There's so many different Big Birds. Mm-hmm. Wow, they're all different colors. One is gray with brown brows. It's supposed to look like an albatross in France. Let's look up French Big Bird. This is going to be freaky, you guys.
What's bird in Spanish?
Oh, God.
Grande alouette. Well, it's a combination of Spanish and French.
Yeah, good. They're both romance languages. Grande. You can combine them. Okay, this whole Big Bird thing is absolutely fucked. I don't like that there's more than one Big Bird. I don't like that he has a grandma and not parents. There's just so much. I don't like that I guess he did have parents and they named him Big Bird. You would think that they would name him Big Bird because he's like bigger than others of his species, but I guess not. Like, I guess
it sounds like a name a teacher would give, where they're like doing a roll call and they're like, "Whoa, that's a Big Bird," and then it kind of sticks. But show me the birth certificate where it says, but also, is Snuffleupagus a mastodon?
Show me the birth certificate. What have we come to?
Sorry, the bird certificate.
Bird certificate.
I can't find
and
that.
I also don't think that teachers are allowed to just shoot off with nicknames anymore. I think that is a long gone. Unless, hey, are you a current child? Did you get a nickname from a teacher? Let us know.
I was called Captain Dumps because I kept asking to go to the bathroom. You didn't get that?
You were,
fifth grade,
you were taught on the boat, too.
So the riddle for this episode is...
Okay.
What's going on with Big Bird? What's his real
name?
I thought
a real riddle was coming. I was prepped. I prepared myself.
There's so many different kinds of Sesame Streets. This is crazy.
Are they like foreign language Sesame Streets? Like in other countries?
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm learning so much. They tell you my favorite experience with Sesame Street. I think I might have mentioned this on the show before. No. I was nannying this little girl in Chicago. That's what I did pre-pandemic. And you
had an umbrella and you like slid up banisters and stuff?
It was very painful.
You killed all those penguins.
Tried to jump into a sidewalk painting and broke everything.
Made love to Dick Van Dyke. We assume. We have to assume.
Truly? Don't mind if I do. I would.
Made love to Jerry Van Dyke. Years young.
Guess what? I would, and I'm not kidding. You can't prove that I'm not kidding.
Here's the thing, Aaron. Google this. I think his current wife is younger than you.
I don't care. Get out of my way, young wife.
Your shit still works? At 98, you think his shit's still popping and firing?
No.
I guess with pills and stuff, you can do
that. Do you know
whatever.
How many times he fell on his dick when he tripped over that ottoman?
I could dance for him. I think that would work. What do you think?
I could dance for him. Riddle challenge. Let's see who can arouse a 98-year-old man first. We all have everything at our disposal. All of our wiles.
Dick Van Dyke, more like Dick don't work.
Come on,
that's
man.
So funny.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry.
If anyone knows Dick Van Dyke, you can give him my number, and I'm not kidding. What was I talking about? Oh, Sesame Street.
Your
favorite. So I was watching
Sesame
this little
Street
girl,
experience.
And she loved Sesame Street, and I loved showing it to her because every time we watched it, she would learn like 10 new words. But there's a segment on Modern Sesame Street where, you know how they have like a letter of the day and the number of the day?
Modern Sesame Street. That's the one where it's like they follow three families of Sesame Street around. It's a herald, basically. There's an A, B, and C plot line, and it all kind of ties back.
People are going to be so pissed.
One of the Muppets plays a gay Muppet, but he's not actually gay.
Exactly.
Very
but
true.
One of the ways they announce the number of the day is they will bake cookies and pull them off on a cooking sheet and then count the cookies. So
okay.
on a day, it would be like, the number of the day is, and then the cookie sheet will come out and be like, four, four cookies. One, two, three, four, four. And they're like, oh, sweet. Okay, the number of the day is four. There's four cookies on the tray. And she loved that part because she loved cookies. She's like two, maybe one and a half, two. And one day, the number of the day is zero. And so zero no. cookies come off the tray. And she goes, sobbing, freaking out, does not recover, can't mm-hmm. continue watching the show. And then while she's napping, I can hear her in her crib and she's going, zero cookies, zero cookies, no cookies, no cookies. Like traumatizing. Oh, so funny.
Wow.
So funny.
Why would they do that? To teach yeah, kids a lesson?
They had a responsibility to children all across the country and they fucking broke that sacred promise with
sacred
zero
trust.
Cookies.
So, yeah. Aaron, it sounds like you've watched the most Sesame Street between the mm-hmm. three of us. Is there an episode where they show the count feeding?
Feeding what?
You know.
I'm assuming
like
he's a
vampire.
Like, yeah, he's a vampire.
Like in an alley?
Yeah. There's
these are street people.
Mother
no,
and son that get
them.
Lost on Sesame Street and they ask for directions and he gives them the wrong directions and then he kills them and they show like everything.
Yeah.
They really don't. They don't cut away. It's not like shadows or anything. It's not mm-mm. done artistically. It's like really graphic.
To me, right people are meat. I butcher them.
Two meals. What the fuck? Run. Jeremy, run.
Yeah, they show it.
Yeah, they show it. They show it.
Ever since Mr. Street, Hooper died, they're like, it's our responsibility to show kids how dark the world is.
And who is Mr. Mm-hmm. Hooper? And why do we care that he died?
He owned Mr. Hooper's store, the little general store. He was the old man who was so nice to the kids and the Muppets.
You
Mr.
can't
Hooper,
do that.
From the 70s.
Aaron, you can't do... If I say, who's Little Mikey, you can't say, from Little Mikey's Bikes.
Yeah.
That's true.
That doesn't make sense.
You don't know who's... Little Mikey? Dude, he's from Little Mikey's Bikes.
You're using the term to define the term. That's circular logic, and it won't stand.
Was Mr. Cooper a human or a Muppet?
Hooper. He was a human, and he passed away in real life, and they had to address it on the show. Mr. Hooper.
They had to address it?
Yeah.
Huh.
As per his last will and testament, they're Muppets. Do they ever die? Do the Sesame Street characters ever die?
I think they retire. I think they stop showing up.
Retire from what? Being like an eternal child? Like how do you retire from that?
You guys really let me.
3-year-old Big Bird with a big gold watch being like, I guess it's my time.
You think Sesame Street is handing out gold watches for anniversary?
For 50 years of service.
If you guys are pissed about there hasn't been any riddles yet, I totally get it, and you can blame me today.
Did any of the Muppets serve?
In overseas? Like, what are you talking about?
No, serve looks, Aaron. Drag
race. Oh, yeah,
race.
Of course.
Talking about waiters. What are you... Aaron, Jesus Christ. Overseas? I would hope not.
You can have a waiter overseas. They just don't do tipping culture.
That's funny.
It's a different job.
It's an insult. Aaron, I think we've chosen what this episode is today. Top three most fuckable Muppets go.
Grover.
She had a list. She pulled out a laminated
list.
I'm going to
take this super seriously. I actually watched Great Muppet Caper last night.
You watched Great Muppet Caper last night?
Mm-hmm. I'm going through a hard time, man. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
You can do what you... Yeah, do your thing.
Rolf?
Wait, Rolf is the piano player?
Yep.
Okay.
And
he's a dog, right? Is he a bear or a dog? He's a dog.
He's a dog.
I think you guys have made me watch a Muppet thing, and there's probably only three Muppets that you could say that would be evocative of like a mental image for me.
Huh.
Like, I know Gonzo. I know Big Bird. I know...
You are Gonzo.
Thank you. That's a huge compliment.
Animal, maybe?
Animal's one that is... I couldn't think of a mental picture of what animal looks like. And I think my problem is I know what way too many animals look like. So now I'm thinking about, like, a horse. But Aaron, is Animal a horse?
Animal is not a horse. Animal is a monster. I love your curiosity, though. Love that brain of yours. Okay, I'm going to go Grover, Rolf, animal, maybe?
Do we think, like, if you, say you went to, like, Spago in L.A.,
uh-huh.
and you're like, holy shit, that's animal. That don't look right. Don't look. Behind you is animal. Do you think if you approached him and you're like, Mr. Animal, I'm such a big fan, do you mind if I take a... Do you think he kind of like, rah, 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 for the cameras? Or do you think he like has a...
What cameras? Oh, you're saying on the show.
He's an actor.
No, I think he says something like, hey, no, it's nice to meet a fan. Thanks for saying hi.
It's like Bobcat Goldthwait.
Yeah. I think you guys are insane. I would never approach an animal while it's eating. That's obviously they're going to get territorial about their food. Especially if he's as big as a horse like Eric claims he is.
He's either an actor.
I didn't.
Or Sesame Street's a documentary. So I think we have to, it's one of those two realities.
And we're going to go on a break. And when we get back, I'm going to set Adel loose with all of his riddles. And then you'll all be sorry. And you're going to be wishing we're talking about the Muppets. Okay?
Okay.
Run.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Oh, Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I would
love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie. I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here.
They're
coming here.
They're running. And we're back. And Erin just gave me an extended list of her most fuckable Muppets. Erin, did you want to continue that list? Tell everybody else what you told me.
Shouldn't we paywall it? That feels like something we could paywall, right?
A 50-minute episode of Erin listing all the Muppets.
Sorry to put my business hat on in the middle of fun time, but I feel like we can make some money on Aaron's fucking Muppet list.
All right, let's get to some riddles. Hey, thanks everyone for sticking around. Here's the actual riddles. Two people are sitting across from each other at a table. However, neither person speaks with the other. How come?
God, what a jarring shift in tone.
Suddenly
we're just doing it. We have to like retrain. I have to retrain my brain to like think of answers instead of think of things to derail conversations.
It's a father and his adult daughter, and he doesn't know what to say to her. No, let's see.
This should be
because
the
he's what? Dating someone. Get this, Aaron. He's dating someone younger than her.
No, that's crazy.
I gotta say, why do people do that? Why do people do that?
Because they're fucking weird.
Yeah,
Cyrus, Dick Van Dyke. All the three name people.
If you are gonna date someone who is younger than your child, you have to like put in writing that you're fucking weird. You have to be like, hey, I'm weird. I have to do this, but I'm weird.
Own up to it.
You gotta own up to it.
Gotta own up to it. Two people are sitting across from each other at a table. However, neither person speaks with the other. How come?
Why do people sit at a table and not talk?
Chess. They're playing chess. And one of them's Russian and one of them's American. And it's 1986. Yes. And the wall has not fallen yet. But this chess match is symbolic of a greater global game of chess that we know as the Cold War. And I will be taking my coffee to go.
That is blood. That is a cup of blood.
Well, you don't want me to drink blood at the restaurant. You obviously want me to leave if I'm going to drink this blood. Adel, was I close?
You were... I want to see a scene.
Okay.
JPC, you are a father. Aaron, you are JPC's adult daughter. And it's getting to that age where you're off at college. You're doing your thing. And he just doesn't know how to relate to you.
Should we split an appetizer?
Sorry, what? I had my headphones in. What's up?
Oh, I was just saying we don't spend a lot of time together, and I was wondering if we should split an appetizer. I mean, we can splurge, you know? We don't get a lot of dinners. Not hungry at all. For even an entree. Okay. No, that's fine. Hey, you're 21 now. How about a drink? How about we have a cocktail?
Sorry, what? My headphones are in.
You keep putting them in. Leave them out. And it won't be an issue. What about a cocktail? You're 21 now. Let's have a cocktail.
With you?
Yeah, I'll have a cocktail. You'll have a cocktail. It'll be fun. We'll dish. We'll talk about our lives. What's new? You're in college. You're 21 now. What's new with you?
Water's fine.
Water's fine. Okay. You know, this is hard for me. I don't necessarily know that I can relate to a lot of the things that you have going on. Go ahead and grab the headphone before it goes back in. Go ahead and take that.
Ow.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, move fast kind of hurt you there, but the headphone was going back in. We can all agree. Why don't you tell me something about your life? Maybe you share, I share. We do a little share session.
Wow, did someone say share? I'm your waiter today, Small Moose, and I want to learn about sharing.
Dad, what is this?
Put your headphone in my ear. Don't want to deal with this.
Hello?
Just put the headphone in.
We're Hello? Good with water for right now, thank you.
Oh, but I thought we were going to learn about... Turns to camera. Sharing.
So, Mom seems pretty happy.
Can I have some
Dave.
Of your mozzarella stick? Oh, sorry.
Are you a waiter here? Are you a waiter here?
Yes. Look at my name tag. It's me, Small Moose, but you can call me Smoose.
Yes, Moose. You can have
Am I
have
fucking
as much-
up my lines? What's happening?
Scene.
We can't talk about Sesame Street and then you say the word sharing in a scene. Of course, that's gonna
I guess
activate,
not.
That's going to activate my Muppet.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, come on. Life lesson.
Why do people sit silently at a table together? Prayer.
Baby's
prayer.
Table.
Baby's prayer. They're taking
church.
A test.
I do think churches should have more tables. If churches had tables, I might go to like...
I want to say that this is, Aaron, this is going to be like a different type of table. Like this is like a multiplication table and they're taking like a math test.
Yeah, or I think it's like a test.
Yeah.
Or like a ping pong. But they're sitting at a table.
It's just two people at this table, right? It's just two people sitting
at this
table?
Yeah, it's two people. It's not a test. It's more frustrating than that.
Can we have a hint?
I'm just going to give you the answer because this is a tough one. The two people are not together. They are sitting on benches and facing away from the table, and they do not notice the other person.
That's awful.
So picture like a picnic table outside. You're sitting on it, but your knees aren't tucked under the actual tabletop. You're facing away.
Yeah.
And that
I'd like to
sucks.
See a scene.
I guess I get what was happening there.
JPC, you're sitting at a picnic table, and Adel is a stranger who has come to sit down at the same picnic table.
Excuse me. Is anyone sitting here?
Yeah, just my family. It's my son's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. How old is the boy?
We're all good. Yeah, but
I'm not selling anything. Just ask the question.
I know we rented this area, so we have this for the next 2 hours.
Oh.
So enjoy your day.
Well, I actually, I don't have to walk away because I actually live in the park.
You know, I maybe got that vibe. I just saw the big trench coat, the big hat, and I thought maybe not.
The trench coat is new. I'll give you that. The trench coat. I went to Hot Topic.
It looks like maybe it's a disguise. It looks like it's maybe some sort of disguise.
No.
Sir, if you're going to open the trench coat, just please go do it somewhere else, okay?
I just found movies. Have you seen these? You heard of these? I just saw The Matrix.
You just saw The Matrix?
Yeah, watch this. Leaning back. Cool.
Yeah,
bullet time.
That's from the movie. But this is an 8-year-old's birthday party, so we're actually not going to talk about The Matrix or anything that happens in that movie, and enjoy your day.
Aha. Can I have some eggs?
So you didn't bring this picnic basket. This is our picnic basket. You started to walk away while you were holding it. You need to leave this and you need to walk away just and enjoy the rest of your day.
What are you going
to
do? I'm protected by the
Wildlife
Foundation.
By who? That little guy? That little guy's protecting you?
Hey, don't piss him off. Hey, Boo-Boo, he's just joking.
His name is Boo-Boo? Excuse me, Boo-Boo, I know that, I'm sure you're very nice, but could you and your friend could you please go?
Oh.
Wow, Boo-Boo, not talking. Does Boo-Boo not know Boo-Boo's voice?
I'm panicking, my palms are sweating, I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Boo-Boo. Yeah, Boo-Boo just came from a rap battle. His palms are sweating.
Boo-Boo? Is that true? Boo-Boo, let me see your palms. Is Boo-Boo okay? Is Boo-Boo choking?
Boo-Boo is not okay.
No,
Boo-Boo.
That's a fake choke. I know what a real choke sounds like, Boo-Boo.
Whoa, what?
Looks like Boo-Boo died. Boo-Boo's putting their arms across their chest like they're maybe
Boo-Boo
dead.
No, Boo-Boo always does this when he doesn't want to talk.
Okay,
I've seen him die a million deaths.
I'm sorry, now I'm so curious. Yes, you two join us. Please, share in our meal. We invite you to my 8-year-old son's birthday party. I gotta know what Boo-Boo's voice is.
Hi, I'm Boo-Boo.
Whoa, not what I was expecting.
What is it?
Scene.
What it is. I'll do it. What is it, though?
Scene.
You said that, and I literally was like, it felt like that nightmare about, like, for not knowing you're in a high school play.
Ugh.
I was like, oh, fuck, what is it?
I guarantee there are people listening who are like, what? What is Boo-Boo?
What is a Boo-Boo?
What is this?
I believe
they're going to think it's Honey Boo-Boo.
Let me go into my mind palace. I think Boo-Boo was like, I don't know, Yogi. Like, I think he was like that.
Is that Droopy Dog?
No, Droopy was like going down. I think probably Yogi and Droopy were voiced by the same person, just like Carol Spiney.
Back in the day, that's how they did it, man. That's how they did it.
Back in the day, Mel Blanc was all the Looney Tunes plus the Cars.
It sounds like this. Here it is right there. There I go. I'm Boo-Boo.
Okay, hey. And Casey, just go ahead and cut that right back in. It'll ruin the scene, but cut it in. Aaron, great job. Great Boo-Boo. You could do it.
Aaron, great Boo-Boo.
You guys called me up to the big leagues, and I wasn't ready.
Women can be anything, even Boo-Boo.
You know, I always thought they were saying, sit, Boo-Boo, sit. But that's not what they're saying.
No, they're saying something else.
They're saying,
let's do another riddle.
We'll never find
one
out.
That doesn't suck.
Yeah, that last one I have to say sucked. That was a suck riddle.
Okay, let me dig into my files here under good riddles. Oh, there's one left. A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible? A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible?
I don't know.
He's a time traveler. The man is traveling through time.
Remember when Time Traveler's Wife was such a big deal?
Mm-hmm. I actually, as problematic as that is, used to love Time Traveler's Wife.
Oh, the movie and the book?
Yeah.
Aaron, is that the one with the redhead that you like?
Yeah.
Donald.
No, that's About Time.
That's About Time.
And that one's really good. That one is great. Time Traveler's Wife is when her future husband like keeps showing up when she's a kid. Like he time travels to talk to her and meet her, and then they finally like meet in time, right? Yeah, it's super fucked up.
Aaron, it's about what?
Yeah.
Aaron, so picture this.
Mm-hmm.
You're 12 years old, guy comes out of the bushes. Hey, it's me, your future husband.
Yeah, kind of terrifying.
He's 42.
It's so fucking scary. It's awful.
Is that what happens in that book?
Yeah. And some he shows up naked every time. He shows up naked every time.
In the Terminator pose?
And she has to give him clothes every time.
Of course,
he warps in with his like one fist down on the ground. Like, what? Yeah.
It's weird. He like teaches her French and like chess and talks to her. And then when she turns 18, they have sex. And then she meets him in like the correct time when she's like 22 and he's like 28. And then he has no idea who she is. And she's like, I'm your wife and you're going to marry me. And he's like, no, I'm not. And then they finally catch up to him being himself. And then he starts traveling back through time and then
just
he dies.
Just date another time traveler. What are we doing?
Hey, here's an idea. Be a time traveler and also just have a relationship outside of that. Like, you
he
don't
can't
need
control.
To find your wife at work.
Yeah, that's true. He can't
control
where
control
he goes.
It. I'm 40 and I have to fuck an 18-year-old because I can't control it.
He just starts coughing and he beams to wherever she is. He's because
I actually need to be protected.
It's really fucked up. But
you can't actually fire me from my job. Yeah, I'm a time traveler.
Theo James, the guy from Divergent and what's White Lotus
Hotel. Yeah, White Lotus.
Yes. Was in the most recent TV show of it. So I did watch it for him because he is handsome.
Very handsome.
But keep remaking
it's problematic.
This thing?
Yeah, they need to stop.
Jesus.
They need
he
to
also,
stop.
He also goes back in time and fucks himself.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
He goes back in time and he fucks himself.
In the show?
Yeah.
In the book?
Both.
Ugh.
He also, his mom gets decapitated and he has to keep going back to that moment.
What?
Please,
I don't remember
please
that part.
Mom's an opera singer who gets decapitated in the car in front of
this
him.
This is like...
That, hey, Adol, that's how a lot of them go.
And that's when he starts
that's how a lot of opera singers go. Like, it's a dangerous profession.
Batman writers would even scoff at that. His mom is an opera singer who gets her... How does that happen?
Am I the only one who read this book when I was in high school?
It seems like Adol read it.
I read it like 40 years ago. All I remember is that it's set in Chicago and they're like... let's go meet at the Metro. And I just moved to Chicago and I was like, fuck yes, the Metro. And then they're like, I grab you some Ann Sathers. And I'm like, fuck yes, Ann Sathers. So I remember being like stoked that they were making references to places.
I think Adol read Devil in the White City. It seems like.
Yeah. And he kept
like
killing. He had like a wall. He kept time traveling into the World's Fair, I think. The World's
I'm shocked
Fair.
At this movie. What's the riddle? The riddle is, this movie
A man
good?
Is born in 1915.
Oh, yeah. We were in the middle of a riddle. I love
women.
When I fully forget we're in the middle of a riddle.
A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of 30. How is this possible?
Okay, so that's
he dyes his clothes. He dyes his hair.
Yeah, he dyes his hair because he's getting older. He's 45.
Dyes hair. Okay.
He's 45, starting to go gray. Got to get that hair dye.
Is that what it would be fun if like I keep wanting to call them Muppets. One of the Sesame Street characters was going through like a midlife crisis. Like I forget which one it is, but he's like near far, but he shows up in like a Ferrari and sunglasses and he's like, you know, just going through something.
Yeah. Just going through something. He's banging an 18-year-old. His daughter's 26. Everybody thinks it's normal. Nobody's talking about it. This is either a leap year thing or like a AD or before the Common Era, after the Common Era, you know, type of calendar switch.
Dominoes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
a man
mm-hmm.
is born in 1915 and dies in 1948 at the age of 30. How is this possible? Here's
AD.
What I'll tell you.
No, yeah. BC.
BC, AD.
You'll be seeing these hints. It's not... Here, I'll give you a hint. 1915 and 1940 are not years. A man is born in 1915 and dies in 1940 at the age of
hospital room numbers.
Aaron Keefe.
Wow.
Here. Awesome powers, Dan.
No, it's me snoring.
He was born in room number 1915 at a hospital and dies in room 1940.
Okay.
The big hospital.
I take issue with that. I don't necessarily know that hospitals are numbering their rooms just like 1 to 2,000. I just don't think that that's the case. I think that they have
floor.
Like,
probably
what's that?
Floor. It probably goes by floor. 19 is probably the 19th floor.
Yeah, but they have like different wards, right? It wouldn't just all be room 1915. It would be like, I don't know, the cancer ward, room 6. You know what I'm saying?
I guess, man.
Do you want to take it to Riddle Court? I don't think you're going to win.
Yeah, you don't. I wouldn't, man. And
no,
don't represent yourself.
I don't want to take this one to Riddle Court. Also, yeah, I guess, man, hospital, a 19th floor hospital, but I guess that they do have hospitals that are pretty tall. But I'm trying to think, the last hospital that I went in was not 19 stories. That's a tall hospital. It's a big city.
A friend of mine died in a tall hospital. And he was way up there.
What Whoa. To say to that? How do we? Huh.
It's one. It's near like Lakeshore Drive, and it's got a big stained glass window, but I forget the name of it.
You don't remember the room your baby was born in, JBC?
Wow,
I do, but like I said, it wasn't numbered that way. I think it was room like 7, but it was on like the 8th floor or something like that. But it wasn't room like 807. It was like numbered by the ward. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just don't trust. That this hospital thing, I think it was for the riddle. I think it was constructed with purposefully misleading numbers.
Riddles would never do that.
I do want to see a scene.
I've been hurt too many times before.
I'm going to be a moderator. Aaron, you are the lead Democratic. You're the Democratic lead for president. JPC, you're the Republican lead for president. This is the
Republican lead for president.
You're in the lead.
What's going on?
La 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 la.
Guess who didn't sleep last night? You're the nominee. You're the Republican nominee for the presidential race. This is final of the presidential debates. And JPC, you are really hung up on an issue that nobody else is even thinking about.
Okay.
Candidates, I'll ask you one more time.
Why do they get blue? Blue objectively goes with more things than red. You know how hard it is trying to do red as like an aesthetic?
Is this relevant to the issues that our constituents are facing today?
I just think there's an issue of fairness, and there's an issue of color palette, and there's an issue of, by the way, how these cameras are all set up. I look washed out as absolute shit because I have to wear all red and you get to wear gentle blue tones.
You're also wearing basically like ghost makeup. You look awful.
I have to remind both candidates, you did not have to wear any certain color, especially not all of that color.
Blue makes my eyes pop, Your Honor.
You both look like you just got drafted in the NBA. You're wearing... bright one color suits.
The guy backstage said I had to wear a big 1990s NBA draft red suit.
I was the guy backstage.
Your Honor.
I'm not a judge.
I'm not a judge,
but America will be the judge off this next question. What do you think is the biggest issue facing America and Americans today?
Silly little men in big, big suits.
And
no.
You have a minute 47 left if you want it.
Can I cut in?
He's a jerk, Your Honor. I hate him.
Your Honor, can I cut in? I think one of the biggest issues facing America today is people that sneak into your dressing room right before a debate.
Can't prove it.
And they put a bunch of ghost paint makeup all over you because they say it'll make you pop like
Can't
Nixon.
Prove it.
I don't need to prove it. I look ridiculous and it's all because of you.
Losers is what?
That is the end. What we have seen today is historic. The most mature and intelligent presidential debate of our time. And the winner is, gets handed an envelope.
I hope you get it. I know you deserve it. You did so much better. I hope it's you.
Puts on glasses. Understand what's happening.
Why don't we share it? Why don't we split it? Your Honor?
Moonlight.
We're going to split it.
Moonlight.
Scene. I recently watched or rewatched La La Land because Mariah had never seen it. And it was, you know, on one of the streamers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And my hot take about La La Land is if it was never like an Oscar movie, which I don't know, it shouldn't have been part of that consideration. I think it would just be like a really fine, like romantic comedy with like some singing in it. Because I think that both of those, what is it, Ryan Gosling and...
Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. They're both, like, super charismatic in that movie, and they do a great job. Mm-hmm. But if it was never, like, hyped, I think people would have watched La La Land and been like, this is fun.
Yes, agreed.
I wasn't crazy about it.
I think it's a victim of its own success. And I feel like also, they just should have had Ryan Gosling, like... He was, like, big into, like, indie music or something. I think the whole jazz thing really put a hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, the guy just really wanted to use one jazz song throughout the movie. And he was like, the only way I can think to do it is make Ryan Gosling really into jazz.
Or they should have had him play jazz drums. And then, what's his name? Jonah Jameson. What's that guy's name? Bald guy, Whiplash. Jameson?
Oh, J.K. Simmons?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, he's in that movie.
Yeah, he should be his Whiplash character and, like, really take it to him. Really.
Yeah, let's see. So what they should have done is they should have had J.K. Simmons as Whiplash. They should have had Ryan Gosling as as Ken. And then they should have had Emma
you
Stone.
You two are making a mess right now. This is a
Emma Stone as Lindsay Lohan from Mean Girls, the musical.
Ooh, yes. Whiplash sounds like a Batman villain.
Who's going to clean up after this episode, by the way? Is it me? I'm not cleaning.
Aaron,
Casey's not cleaning.
Four vacuums. Aaron, you have four vacuums.
Not technically true.
No, technically true. Not
they're not podcast vacuums.
Well, Casey Tony's our podcast vacuum.
Ooh,
he's
yes,
our janitor that's... genius. He solves all the riddles on the board after the episode while he's sweeping up.
Let's clean up with one final riddle.
Yeah, I'm hungry for one more riddle.
This one's a doozy. The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience.
Pass.
Everybody gets, don't forget, everybody gets one pass every 5 years. Aaron, you just used yours.
And I'm proud of it. You're welcome, everybody. Fuck the Pope.
And let's see what would have been in this riddle. Oh, Aaron, it was a brand new car.
Don't care.
Aaron, it loses value as soon as you drive it off the lot. Do not buy a brand new car.
Oh, I do need your guys' help. I need to buy a car for the first time ever.
JPC is the man to talk to.
JPC.
Yeah, you got to talk to your old JPC about
will
that.
You help me?
Yeah,
you should
absolutely.
Fly out to LA and you're famously like a no bullshit, like don't know as they try and sell you upgrades. You're like, nope, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not for Aaron. I'll say, give me the undercoating. Give me the warranty. Give me the bumper to bumper, baby. Give me everything.
I'm totally on my own with it. It will be the biggest purchase I ever make by myself. And I'm scared. So if you could give me some advice or help me.
Aaron, you
that would be really appreciated.
Yo, what you should get, because you live in LA, which is notoriously traffic heavy, you should get one of those little Italian job cars.
Okay, great. I love bad advice. I'm taking it immediately.
Uh-huh. They call those a ristretto.
Ooh,
it's
I'm going to be so
on
poor.
On top of ice cream. The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why?
Because the mayor was trying to kill the Pope.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Mayor's a Pope killer.
Classic.
Mayor's a Pope killer, dude.
You're a Pope killer.
He's shooting him with a camera.
I wish. No, this is a gun.
What?
Is he trying to shoot the Pope? Does it pass it through the big hat?
Not all popes are Italian. Not all popes are Italian. I can't.
But they all live in Rome.
Who cares?
They all live in Rome. I'm sorry, but you can't be like, I live in Italy, and be like, but I'm not Italian.
Not the retired one.
Oh,
where's
yeah.
Live?
Is this a retired Pope?
No, the Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why?
Oh, this... okay. John Mayer is dicking around doing like a little guitar backing for the Pope's speech.
Yes.
The Pope is like, I don't believe a homosexuals. And John Mayer is like,
your body is a Vatican.
And your bubblegum tongue. My least favorite lyric of all time. That and I feel the tingles in a silly place. Those are two of my least favorite lyrics.
Toes and it goes to your nose. That's not John Mayer.
Do you think John Mayer refers to his penis as his silly place?
I
just
do.
A casual conversation?
He gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, he's a heebie-jeebie giver.
Freaks me out.
Heebie-jeebies was an amazing punk rock club in New York. It got closed down.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell, by the way, I use my walk. I'm a woman.
How many songs in the history of songwriting do you think are about Jennifer Love Hewitt? Over or under 30?
Wow.
11.
The Pope is giving a speech. A man in the audience shoots the mayor who is behind the Pope. Why? Now, this might be the toughest riddle, trademark, we've ever had, trademark.
Is this the mayor of like a city? Is this like an elected official?
So like a Mayor McCheese?
Yeah. Yeah, he was elected, duly elected.
And sorry, the question is he the mayor of a specific city?
Or a city. Like, is he a mayor, like an elected official? Or is it like mayor, like a horse? Like the Pope is riding a horse, like doing a speech?
Wow.
That's a good guess.
Can I ask you,
why would the horse be behind the Pope?
I'm not going to tell you yes or no, but can I ask, okay, if it was a horse, a mayor, solve that riddle. Why would a guy shoot a horse behind the Pope?
So
that sounds like an old-timey expression, like.
Yeah,
the Pope, this is like 1100 years ago. The Pope has gotten off his horse to give the speech. And so the horse is behind him. What's that? Yeah, it's exactly to be closer to God.
If a horse eats cannabis, don't ride it.
Someone shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
Of course, smacking the Pope on his ass will spook the Pope. If you smack the Pope on the ass, it spooks him.
Okay, that's got to be on the Rushmore of my favorite sentences ever said on the show.
Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope. Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope. Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
Can that be the episode title, Adel? And I hate to say it.
Somebody shoots the horse to spook the Pope.
She swallowed the fly.
Somebody shoots the horse. Somebody
she swallowed the
song.
Spider to chase the fly. She swallowed
she shot the horse to spook the Pope. Swallowed the fly. I don't know why. I mean, that's.
Am I close?
You're close in that's the best answer to a riddle we've ever had. Okay. And this episode started with 30 minutes of Sesame Street. So this, while we went from zero
all
to
100. All downhill. It was all downhill.
We really made up for lost time.
I don't know, man. What? I don't know. Aaron, do you have anything? Is there any fucking thing
I have nothing.
That you
I'm thinking. I got nothing. Is there any fucking thing that I have? I have nothing. Look at my empty hands. Who? I don't know. My only thing was shooting like a photo, and that was 11 minutes ago.
And that was
so
great.
I don't know. That was fine.
I can't remember if it was. I don't know, Aaron, if this was you or Sadia, my sister. Somebody sent me a video of the Pope smacking a woman's hand. And couldn't stop laughing about it. Because somebody like in a crowd reached out to touch
that
the
video.
Pope and he like smacked her hand away. It must have been Sadia if you don't remember it. Okay. No,
no, I remember. I love that video.
Any final questions?
I don't know.
Pope
I got
smacks?
Nothing. I don't know.
I don't know. You defeated us. We're done.
Grab some water. Okay. Get comfortable.
The first fucking riddle that you read was so bad that it broke my like faith in riddles for the rest of the episode. I was like, now the answer could be like, I don't know. He was sitting back to back with someone on a fucking bench, and that's why.
A way to stop at the podcast. A JPC, you said it broke the faith?
Broke the faith.
How can I mend the defense of a faith?
Mend the faith.
It's a me, a smoke and a pope.
Shave it a beard.
Shave it a beard. Wash your feet.
Give me the fucking answer.
No.
Yeah,
what
dying.
Is that? You take out a gun? No. I shoot the horse, a spook of the Pope.
That's the one thing that can spook a Pope.
New Halloween costume, spooked Pope. That's
what
hard to
is
say.
The answer?
Okay. Get comfy. The Pope has returned to the village where he began his priesthood 30 years earlier.
Okay.
He was late for the ceremony, so naturally, the mayor spoke first. The mayor claimed to be the first person ever to give a confession to the Pope 30 years earlier.
Okay.
When the Pope arrived and gave his speech, they didn't share notes. He related, the Pope related, that the first confession he had ever heard was that of the murder of a young woman. The man in the audience was the young woman's brother, who then promptly shot the mayor. So a few things, real quick.
Yeah.
One, this brother must carry a gun around for the last 30 years just hoping someone slips up.
Hey, he's
oh
an Italian.
My God, I hate this riddle.
Two. No.
Yeah, thank you. No. Casey, you're
no.
allowed.
That's smart.
Casey, no. Two, my second point, there's a lot to be made. My second point is, balloons. My second point is, what possible speech could the Pope be giving? Where the first words out of his mouth are about a young woman being murdered.
Yeah. What?
Let me start with an anecdote. A young woman goes into a church and is murdered. I assume
you know, maybe if there's like a big memorial for that woman in this town that he's like going to mention as well, you know, that could make sense if there was like never a murder. That was like the first murder in this town. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I hate that riddle.
Scene.
No, we don't have time for a scene. The episode's over.
Oh.
Yeah, you lost your scene privileges with your long-ass story about the goddamn Pope. Aaron, you have anything to plug?
Can we do the scene after we stop recording?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Of course, always. Always.
Yeah. we have done so many scenes.
I would check out our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. All the best stuff is over there. We don't do any riddles, you guys. It's awesome. Addle, anything to plug?
I want to plug the phrase, shot a horse to spook the Pope. I think mm-hmm. that could be merch. I think that could be a song. I think that could be a board game. I think that could be a card game. It could be like a Rube Goldberg-esque machine, a la Mousetrap.
Yeah, I think the product possibilities are endless.
I think this is one of the best gifts given unto thee. So I would say really
check
out.
Does it have the same energy as Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Better energy. Shoot a horse, spook Pope. It should be a country song.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll dick around and write a country song. I won't. And check out our Patreon. And let us know in an email to, I want to say, hrrpod@gmail.com. What's our fucking email?
HRR podcast.
Send an email to hrrpodcast and let us know who your favorite Muppets are, what your favorite episode of Sesame Street is. Let us know.
Talk to us. We miss you.
Talk to us.
We're worried about you.
What's going on?
We love you. We love you.
JPC, do you have anything to shoot off?
Yeah, I got a little review to read, and I will say, you know, we're running short on these reviews. So if you want to go leave a review anywhere, you can leave reviews, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. I think Spotify you can only do ratings, you can't do reviews. But leave one. I might mention it on the show. And today I'm reading one from Puck. Puck writes, "It's free, good deal. It's like the Three Stooges for the 21st century." Huh. Okay, thank you, Puck.
That's really nice.
Not
yeah,
Mo.
It's really nice.
Not Mo.
Oh, JPC, whoops. Looks like you're Mo.
JPC is Mo.
Who are you?
JPC is Mo.
Okay.
Well, I'm the dumb one.
Shep. Can I be Shep? I'll be Shep.
Aaron, did you know that there was another stooge? There's four, I think. But there's a fifth one.
Oh, you're talking about Jupiter?
Just say that, yeah. Okay, so the scene is, JPC, you are the Pope. Aaron, you're a horse.
And I am stopping my
Come on. Come on.
Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, aliens and agents. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We take you behind the scenes at Area 51. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.